So something happened at work and you've got to make a change. What do you do with the 401k? Should you roll it over? Should you leave it? Do you have to make changes? Join us on Consider This program this week. We'll break it down for you.
Joseph Clark is a certified financial planner and the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group, an SEC-registered investment advisory service. This material is being provided for informational or educational purposes only and does not take into account the investment objectives or financial situation of any client or prospective client. Those seeking information regarding their particular investment needs should contact us or another financial professional. The opinions expressed were current at the date of taping but are subject to change without notice due to tax law changes or market, political, and economic conditions.
There are many times when you have an employer and you have to change jobs, leave jobs, sometimes by your own doing, sometimes not. The question is, what do you do with your 401k from the previous place? Many times, your largest financial asset. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This.
I'm Ken Dilger.
And I'm Angie Kinzer.
Happy to have the two of you along, as well as you folks listening to the show. So Angie is in charge of all things questions. She is our event coordinator here at the Financial Enhancement Group. If you've got a question or want to come in and talk to us, remember, if you want to do this on your own, that's your business. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that is our business. But you can give Angie a call at 800-928-4001 to find a time to talk with one of our advisors. Happy to have that conversation. But Angie's also the one that fields your questions. So what's this first one, Angie?
Okay, the question is, how do I know what my options are with my 401k if I switch companies for a better job in my field?
So a better job, so it could be one of three things, right? It could be you're retiring, could be your final job, it could be going to another job, or you could have been laid off, right? Those are, or fired. We don't even want to talk about fired. But so those are essentially the three that are out there. So go ahead and ask your questions then.
Well, the question is, what are your options?
There's a bunch. If you have enough money, and it depends on the plan, let's just say that it's over $3,000 or $5,000, and that number changes every now and then. Ken, you're obligated, if it's under that amount of money, to roll that plan out. You can either take a check, or if it's coming from a 401k, the IRS instructs the employer to withhold 20% from your paycheck. That 20% goes to pay taxes to the federal government. It goes toward the taxes, but it's almost always more than what people owe that are taking money out of a 401k plan. So the 20% is withheld, and then you get a check, which is fully taxable at the end of the year. And if you're under 59 and a half, it's a 10% federal penalty as well. Or you can roll that to an IRA. So you can open up an IRA at TD Ameritrade, Charlie Schwab, wherever you want to go, and have that money deposited into an account on your behalf. So that's option number one. If you have enough money in there, let's say it's $5,000 or $10,000 or more, you actually have the option to leave it inside of that 401k. Now, that doesn't mean that that's your best answer, but it is certainly one option. And what we've done here is to create a checklist for you that says, if I've had a separation of employment, and that can be any one of those three things, Angie, right?
Right.
It can be I've lost my job, I'm taking a new job with a better opportunity, or I'm flat out leaving the job market, I'm retiring. We've given you a list of 10 things that you should consider that said, hey, should I move the money from my 401k to an IRA? What do I need to know? What do I need to be aware of? And again, you can call Angie at 800-928-4001, and she will happily send you that checklist.
Now, do all plans allow you to leave it with them when you separate from your job, or are they
different?
Again,
it's based on the amount of money that you have. It's not whether they allow it or not. The Department of Labor forces them to let you leave it if you've got enough money in there, because not everybody wants to open up an IRA. Traditionally, 401k plans had less fees and expenses. That's not always true anymore. But they certainly don't have the cost of some of the annuity products that commission-based salespeople will try to sell.
So if you take your 401k to your new employer, how does that work? I mean, do you have to go to your former HR department and initiate that yourself, or can the new employer provide the paperwork to roll that in? How does all of that work?
It has to come from your HR department, and sometimes they'll have you go directly to the custodian, whether that be Fidelity or TD Ameritrade or whomever. But they show that you've separated from service. That's the definition of being able to take a distribution. or to do an IRA rollover, whichever way it's you're doing it. And it the form comes directly from the HR department.
Okay, you talked about rolling over to a new IRA. What if you're just laid off? Is that really a separation?
This is one of the things that came out of the 2017 tax code that was really, really helpful to the American people. So, Ken, when you get laid off, that's when you have the most access to cash, right?
No,
it's not. You had to think, come on, Joe, you're not setting me up this early, are you?
Right?
And that's what was going through his head. No, of course, that's when you're in a cash struggle. And so the rules out of the Department of Labor plan said that you had to pay back a loan, for instance, if you had one. You had to pay it back out of your paycheck. It had to be repaid over a 5-year period of time, unless it was your first time home buyer, that you had to pay it back. And when you separated service, that money became taxable at one time. So I lay you off, and you have to write a check back to your 401k to satisfy the plan. Now, fortunately, the IRS has said, you know what, that's not too cool. We get it. And has given people a longer period of time now to pay back the loan to be able to help. So when you're laid off is one of those times. It's an ideal time, depending on what time of year and what your income looks like, to get into the tax planning to see if you actually want to take money out of the 401k and recognize taxes on it today to do a Roth conversion. It's an ideal time. I'm not suggesting you spend the money or pay the 10% federal penalty, but let's do whatever we can to make lemonade out of lemons. You get laid off, there are opportunities that are there in front of you.
Can you explain what an in-service non-hardship distribution is?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, I'm going to use one in my plan. We have exchange-traded funds in our 401k. It baffles me that Financial Enhancement Group with 26 team members, so full-time employees that have health insurance, 401ks, and all of that, we can afford to put in exchange-traded funds, but larger companies still use the archaic mutual funds. And it just baffles me that people don't spend more time complaining about that until there's changes that are made. Nonetheless, I'm over 50 years old, and the Department of Labor allows for in-service, that means while you're working, non-hardship. Fortunately, we've been blessed. There's nothing wrong. Distribution, and it lets me take money out of my 401k, being over 50 years old, and roll that money to an IRA. Well, why would I do that? Because I want to roll part of it into a Roth conversion. I want to be able to control the investments that are inside of it that could be individual equities, individual stocks, as opposed to just exchange-traded funds. So I have more trading options that are inside of it. Not all plans will allow you to do that at 50. Some are at 55, Ken. Some are not until you separate from service entirely, but a lot of them are there once you turn age 60, and certainly something that we have people look at when they come in with a 401k. Again, it's in-service non-hardship distribution.
Okay. I think this the other question that I had, I think probably applies to someone who goes ahead and takes the cash out and decides to pay the penalty. Because the question is there ever a time that this would make sense?
Only if you're, let's say it's January and you get laid off in January and we're now in December and you haven't made any money this year. You're used to making $100,000 a year. And this year you've only made $8,000. You're in the lowest tax bracket you're probably ever going to be in your entire life. Remember, there is no penalty to do a Roth conversion. So you would roll the money out of the 401k into an IRA and do a Roth conversion on whatever would take you to the top of the 10 or 12% tax bracket, the lowest that you will probably ever be in your life. And that assumes, of course, that you have the cash flow on the side to be able to do it. Right, this is where we get into some of those tax planning strategies. And if you want to know more, you can give Angie a call at 800-928-4001. Again, if you want to do this on your own, I'm hoping that this show gives you things that you need to consider. But if you're looking for a fiduciary, that truly is our business. And again, you can reach Angie at 800-928-4001. Don't forget to call to get the checklist if you want to know what to do with your 401k. 10 things to consider when you change your jobs. Hey, you're listening to Consider This Program. I'm Joe Clark along with Ken Dilger, Angie Kinzer. Happy to have you along. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that is our business. Give Angie a call, 800-928-4001. We look forward to seeing you soon.